January 18th, Serenity
And you'll get an idea of some of the various services that Srila Gurudev did for the development of Braj, that in so many holy places, pastime places of Krishna were coming to at least external ruination. And Gurudev gave them thousands of dollars to renovate, to clean the waters, to renovate temples. So we'll be reading about that. The program began with various traditional and ancient kirtans by the Nandagaon and Varshana Pandits. After that, the various representatives of each village performed Pushpa Abhishek. It was so exciting. You know how you bathe the deity with all the different sacred ingredients? So they bathed Gurudev by showers of flowers. It was literally a shower of flowers coming from overhead onto his divine body. All the heads of the various community representatives threw flowers on his body and honored him by placing on him garland. The head of the World Religious Parliament gave him a very beautiful upper cloth, a special cloth for the Yuga Acharya. Then a certificate was presented to him by the head of the Rajacharya Peak. The head of the Brahmin community at Uchigaon, at Ghazipur, the head of the Lalita Devi Temple, of the head of the Braj Gopa community, the chairman of Varsana and Nandagaon, the senior doctor of Varsana. So many big heads were present to give him this award. And then, you know, Srimati Padmanabha Maharaj, she was also there. Sandhi and I were also there. Anita was also there, right, Anita?
Yeah.
Anita was there. So he was called upon by the organizers to come to the podium to read the words that were written on the award plaque, a very, very big award plaque. So although the plaque was not written in perfect grammatical English, still it had profound depth that transcended the languages of the world. And this is what it says. The Brajacharya Peak and also the World Religious Parliament of New Delhi present Acharya of the Millennium. Engraved with the comprehensive spiritual wealth of the Vedas and Vedanta, Ayurveda, Jyotish, and related sciences, the protector of traditional heritage, eloquently knowledgeable in the doctrines of Sanskrit, which is the mother of all languages, staunch believer in its spread and propagation, a passionate seeker of human social welfare, dedicated to the traditional path and following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahat, and the disciple of Srila Bhakti Prajnanandesh Goswami Maharaj, entrenched in the service of true bhakti, a remarkable follower of the Sanatana Dharma, propagator of love for all faiths, humility, selflessness, saintly with pristine spirituality, giver of the profoundest love, and so on. It just went on glorifying Srila Gurudev's quality. Then they called on Srila Gurudev himself to give a speech. So here's what he said. First he addressed the leader of the various groups. He named many of the leaders, gave honor to them. And then he said, I am in no case fit for the high class of honor that you have given me. It is due to your own greatness, your own benevolence, and charitable nature that you are giving it to me. I feel ashamed to accept this designation, because it is far too elevated for me. The head of the World Religious Parliament and the head of the Braj Pyadish intensely insisted again and again to give me this award, and I rejected it again and again. But finally they forced me to accept it. In this honorific title, you have used the word Acharya. In that regard, there are so many past Acharyas, such as our Goswami, Sri Madhvacharya, Sri Vallabhacharya, and so on. So in comparison to them, I am insignificant. I don't understand the reason you consider me fit for this award. This is Kali Yuga, and so many exalted, self-realized Acharyas came. It may be possible that this is Kali Yuga, and I am the present, most recent Acharya of Kali Yuga. One fact is true though, from the core of my heart, I am always totally surrendered and dedicated to the Vrishbhati. Sometimes I was personally present. I remember one time it was right in Gopinath Bhavan, that courtyard, the next courtyard there, right outside Madhuri Devi's apartment. Gurudev was sitting there on a chair. There was about 200 of us sitting around him, and some Vrishbhati villagers came. And Gurudev took out wads, but I mean thick wads of rupees, like hundreds of thousands of rupees, and was just handing him these thick wads of rupees in order to renovate a particular holy place. And I've seen him do that on a few occasions. So he's saying, I'm totally surrendered and dedicated to the Vrishbhati. My very big concern is that all the important places in Braj Mandal are vanishing, and they are not being looked at carefully, correctly. Nowadays, there is little concern in the people, like big leaders. I heard that an enormous number of rupees is allotted for the upliftment of Braj Mandala, but the money never got there. The money went in vain. It just went in a few individuals' pockets. So I have arranged this curriculum. See, what happened was, we were going with Gurudev. In those days, he used to come with us on curriculum, and he spoke in each place. So when we got to Barsana and Uchigaon, like Gurudev's 600 or 700 followers all witnessed this amazing ceremony. There was about 700 of us and about 700 of those who were organizing that festival, full of flowers and so amazingly decorated stages. So this is one of our stops on our Braj Mandal curriculum. That's why he's saying, I've arranged this curriculum in order to bring the foreign devotees here, to narrow to them the glory of Raj Mandala, and to have them visit all these glorious places. I would like them to understand the glory of the holy places. I also want them to see the dilapidated condition of these places, so that they can begin to think about their renovation. So he's meeting East and West. The Easterners show the Westerners all the holy places, and the Westerners help the Easterners to build those holy places, renovate. The foreigners should see what they are giving their life to, and through them, I will do what I can to redevelop the pastime places of Brush. I tried by my own effort to renovate Brahmakund and Udupcheri. Brahmakund is where Krishna ate earth, and then when he went home, Mother Yasoda said, "I heard you ate earth." Krishna said, "No, I didn't." And she said, the boy, your coward boyfriend, told me you ate earth because they're all lying. Then she said, "The father day," said, "He did too." She said, "I don't know. They must have given him a bribe and then he's lying with them. It's just a conspiracy." And she said, "Okay, then open your mouth and you see if you ate the earth." Then she saw the whole universal form in his mouth. And Udupcheri is where Udup came to Vrindavan and he saw Radharani and the gopis weeping in separation from Krishna and Radharani speaking with the bumblebee. So he said, "I tried by my own effort to renovate Brahmakund and Udupcheri, which was practically totally destroyed. But the government didn't want to cooperate with me. At Udupcheri, he planted many trees. But then the government members told me, 'Why have you done this on your own? You should go to the government.' If we go to the government, however, the government men cannot do anything to help. I want to redevelop Udupcheri. And I've already spent 150,000 rupees, which means about $3,500. The government man then wrote me a letter. Don't plant trees there. But before the government's letter reached us, we had completed the planting in 2 days. I met the magistrate, but he had no brain. I told him and his associates, in the entire universe, Braj is the most important place in the universe, and you are all living here. If we go through even 1 minute of a day, not considering our great fortune, then we're in the darkest region of ignorance. This is the most best place in the universe. And you want to stop redeveloping it? I do not think that there is one real Indian in the parliament who is getting heavy, as you can see. We never saw a word in this kind of movement before. So today we're experiencing it. I do not think that there is one real Indian in the parliament. Otherwise, you would have thought about renovating these places. This Braj Mandala is the life and soul of India. And unless we accept its culture, our life will go in vain. It is the Indian government in name only, it's not really Indian. If its members were Indian, it would have taken care. Srimati Radharani is Vrindavanesvari. Lord Krishna may be Vrindavanesvara, but he cannot be Rajeshwara, because our Srimati Radhika is Rajeshwari. I mean, she is the equal or the controller of Raj. Krishna dances, Raj means the Rajadhan. Krishna dances when Radharani snaps her fingers. What does speak of Radharani Even Mother Yasoda terrifies him when she shows her sick. Krishna falls down at the feet of the gopis. All the demigod worshippers of God get the position of these gopis. So high elevated that Krishna falls down at their feet. So the gopi, Napalayam Nirabhati Sanchidam Vasadu Vidyam Vibhudasaya Piyava Yama Vachandu Jaya Kriya Shrinkala Samvish Jagadha Pativasisadana. Which means, I'm unable to repay my debt for your spotless service. Even if I had the lifetime of Brahma, that is trillions and trillions of years, I would not be able to repay you. Your connection with me is beyond reproach. You have worshipped me, cutting off all domestic ties, which are difficult to break. Therefore, please let your own glory cease, Antaraye. Please let your glory cease be their own compensation. Who's giving Sharon Amrita? Oh. Is there any book? Huh? Yeah, 8 minutes. Upahar denge, aapko. Hindi ya Bangla bolte hai?
Hindi.
Hindi, si. So Krishna says, I'm completely absorbed in... Oh no, this is Gurudev, sorry. Gurudev is saying, I'm completely absorbed in and influenced by the culture of Braj Bhav. It is the real Jyotirgamaya, the real light into which we should enter. We should understand that the ultimate limit of Bhagavad Prem, love of God, is Radha Dasya. What is Bhagavad Prem? Without Radha Dasya, no one can attain Lord Krishna. Who is a Braj Bhakti? It is not that everyone born in Braj is a Braj Bhakti. A Braj Bhakti is one who has a mood like Nanda Baba, Mother Yasoda, or Srimati Radharani. One who has a transcendental emotion like Nanda Baba, Krishna is my son, or that Srimati Radhika is my sati, is a Braj Bhakti. One who has such a relationship with her will think, we don't want any direct relationship with Krishna. Our mistress, our life of soul, is Srimati Radharani. If Krishna calls me to him, I won't go. I will only do what is required to make them meet. I don't want to meet Krishna separately. The Manjari, those Braj Bhaktis who think Srimati Radharani is our friend, they understand that Krishna, though he breathes in and out of millions of universes, is totally controlled by her. They are Kaliyadasi of Radharani, and they are so great that they can even stop Krishna when he's on his way to meet with her. This culture is full of brain. But this spiritual culture has degenerated now in Braj. I would like to see that when people come from outside to look into this culture, the resident approach them in an honorable way. Not to rob the Westerners' pockets, to fill their own pockets. These days, Indians don't read Srimad Bhagavatam, and certainly they don't read it in the parliament. I don't think that anyone in our parliament knows these truths or has even read Srimad Bhagavatam. So in other words, he's saying nobody can really be a leader unless he knows Srimad Bhagavatam. Our flesh consists of Kadampa Kheri, which is Udav Kheri, Pavasarovara. Pavasarovara is in Nandagaon, near Krishna's palace, and Radharani used to go there to bathe when she would go and cook for Krishna his breakfast. According to my capacity, I'm donating money to renovate them. I want to make the government members understand that by renovating Raj Mandala, their own status will be glorified. But they don't understand. They said we should do this in a proper way, but when I asked them what is the proper way, they said, submit an application. So then we gave them an application, but nothing happened for 4 months. So sometimes we have to take the law into our own hands, and Guru's sake of our service. Then the magistrate was transferred, and no action was taken to renovate. So I didn't care about waiting for their help. I just began renovating. Kheri Kadampa is where Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami would sit and talk about the pastimes of Krishna all day and forget to eat. So then Radharani would come and see that they're glorifying her and not eating. So she herself brought their prasadam that she herself made. In fact, it wasn't prasadam. She just made it, gave it to them, and they offered it. And then they both went into complete ecstasy and weeping. We've already cleaned the water. We started cleaning the water of Radhakund and Manasi Ganga. And now we're trying to purify the water of Pavasarovara, Tilipokar, and Jashodakund. Tilipokar is where Radharani washed her hands after Manasi Soda put turmeric designs on it. Because she was in so much ecstasy to see Radharani, and she wanted Radharani to marry her son Krishna, so she put the decorations of a bride in Radharani's hands. So Radharani was so embarrassed that she went to wash her hands so nobody would see. In this pond, and the whole pond turned yellow. So 3/4 are already purified by the apparatus that we brought. And we will try to purify the rest. And also the Shamuna. Wow. Maybe somebody can pick up where he left off on the Shamuna. By the help of rich scientists and others, I will help them. So let's see what we create as manifestations of that. Now he's talking about Yavat. Yavat is the place of Srimati Radharani's in-laws, not Nandagaon. Some people propagate that Radha and Krishna are married, and so Nanda and Yashoda are her mother and father-in-law. We don't believe that Nandagaon is the place of Srimati Radharani's in-laws. She's not married to Krishna. She's dear to Krishna, but Yoga Maya did not allow their marriage. She said, oh, the astrology isn't right, it's not the right time. So if Radharani was Krishna's wife, and Nandababa was her father-in-law, they would have taken her to their home, but they didn't. Also, Satyavana and Rukmini had so many children, but we've never heard that Radharani had many children. Rather, Krishna is her paramour, or unwedded love. And this paramour Raj is the topmost Raj, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came only to give this. A wife is a type of servant. If one becomes a wife, she's forced to serve her husband. Is that true? And her husband is bound to supply her necessities. Is that true? Like clothing and other paraphernalia. But we've never seen that Krishna gave any clothing or even some soap. Never even gave Radharani any soap. Maybe he gave her some bottles, but those are free. He never gave them any money. And that's why he said to Rukmini, get out of my palace, when she was angry with him. But he could never say that to Radharani. If he would ever say to Radharani, get out of my clutch. She said, get out of my clutch. You've never supplied anything to us. We supply everything to you. So we have to reconcile Radharani's supposed marriage. She was married in Bandhiravan. Have you all been to Bandhiravan this party? They took you to Bandhiravan? I don't remember. Huh? At Bandhiravan, what happened was, Radha and Krishna were children, and then, by some magic, they became like teenagers. And then Brahma performed the marriage ceremony. But it was just a play marriage. It wasn't real. It was the Dandara system, huh? There's a big tree called Bandhiravan that we all circumambulate when we go there. And there's also a plaque showing Radha and Krishna exchanging garlands. Only in exchanging garlands. No in-laws were present. By Yogamaya's order, she and Krishna never married. The very essence of Srimad Bhagavatam is this Bharatiya Rasa. Which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. I want to present the idea of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why I came to this world. Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken by Srila Sukadeva Goswami and written by Vyasadeva. This is what he accepted, that Radharani was never married to Krishna. And our Goswamis, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Jiva Goswami, are in the same line. I want to renovate Yavas. I went to that sacred place of Radharani, Radharani's in-laws, but I saw that the managers there were installing deities of Ganesh and Durga Devi and Lord Shiva, Parvati. They're all sitting there on the altar. I was sad to see these deities sitting there. I told the managers, if you take them off the altar, then I will develop this place. And what happened? They became angry. So we can see that Gurudev is fighting Maya in all ways. He's fighting upper siddhantic false principles in the name of bhakti, like that the jivas go from Goloka Vrindavan, teaching what is real bhakti, what is Raghunuga bhakti, the difference between Raghunuga and Rupanuga. He's renovating grudge, fighting off the false concept of demigod worshipping mixed with Radha and Krishna worshipping, that it's all one. He's fighting the government, which is against the renovation. He's establishing the real meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he did that not only by going all around the world giving lectures, which I'll talk about more tomorrow, the types of themes that he developed in the different countries each year, but especially through his beautiful book, with his Bhavanuvad. You know what a Bhavanuvad is, anybody? Bhavanuvad? And Anita? Loud?
It's a translation, but it's imbibed and filled with his own mood and explanation.
Good. She said, if anybody didn't hear, it's a translation, but it's filled with the mood and what? It's imbibed with the mood of the translator. Right? So let's say Gurudev is translating the commentary by Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur wrote a commentary on Srila Sukadeva Goswami's verse about Gopi Geet or anything. So the commentary is the real deep meaning behind the verse, because the verse may be the real meaning may be hidden, may be opposite of what the words say. So, knowing the deep meanings of the gopis, because Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur knows their moods, his moods are mixed with their moods. And then when Gurudev translates Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary, he's mixing it with his moods. So it's a merge of moods of Gurudev with the previous acharyas. And Gurudev's books are filled with those on Bhavanuvad. So I'm trying to beautify this small place where the past tense of Yavat can be remembered. In Vrindavan, at Rasastali, there is no bus, no banyan tree. Isn't there a banyan tree there? There is a banyan tree there. Maybe that was a misheading.
Huh?
Bhaktivat, there's a...
Maybe there's so many Rasastali.
Huh?
There's other Rasastali.
Say that again?
Maybe he means a different Rasastali.
Yeah, there's probably a few Rasastali. That's why. So then after Gurudev's talk, the organizer of the program went up to the podium and thanked him. And he addressed Gurudev as this fellow. And he explained why he used the word this fellow. He said, when we Vrindavasis love someone, we accept them as our own intimate family member or as our own self. So therefore we call him fellow. This Yugacharya, this fellow, demonstrated that he is fit for this post. He says that he's not fit, but his humble words are also a symptom of the greatness of great personality. Then there were some people of the Nandigaon pundits who were there, and they were upset that Gurudev was saying that Nandigaon, because they're the Nandigaon pundits, right? So they were upset that Gurudev was saying in his speech that Nandigaon is not the place of Radharani Jinmala. So then Gurudev spoke further. He said, Srimad Bhagavatam is written in Parokshavad. Parokshavad is a statement that is indirect. For example, Krishna told the gopis who came to the forest when Krishna was playing the flute, go back to your home, serve your husband. It's the religious duty of a chaste wife to serve her husband. Even if her husband is ugly, sick, lame, crippled, harsh. Oh, the gopis replied, we have just heard this wonderful message from you. You are so great to give us this instruction, and therefore we accept you as our guru. We have heard from authority that we must serve our guru first, even before our husband and even before Bhagavan. So we are accepting you as our guru because you are giving us this religious knowledge. Also, you are our real pati. Pati means husband, but it also means one who nourishes. So you are really nourishing us. You nourish our heart. So you're telling us to go home, but you're really our pati. Besides that, you're our guru, and we have to serve our guru first. And besides that, if you don't accept our service, then you'll have to go to hell for committing the sin of going against your word. Because we heard that in your last life, you spoke the Bhagavad Gita. And there you said, whoever worships me according to their worship, I reciprocate. So if you don't reciprocate, then you'll be a liar and you'll be sinful and you'll have to suffer. So you should accept our service. So the gopis were being smarter than Krishna. And finally, he couldn't think of anything else to say, and so he performed rites with them. So just as Krishna spoke indirectly to the gopis, Gurudev is saying, so we should therefore understand that this section of Bhagavatam contains statements made indirectly. Radharani possesses all the qualities that attract Lord Krishna. And at the same time, he's so attractive that he attracts her. But he attracts her more than she attracts him. And that makes him more attracted to her because he's so indebted to her. He's unlimitedly beautiful and has such unlimitedly great qualities that she becomes attracted towards him. But she has more qualities than him. So don't think that I'm undermining the glories of Krishna. I'm not trying to make Krishna look small. By Parokshavad, or indirect reference, I'm truly glorifying him. So then, Madhav Maharaj wrote two verses glorifying Gurudev as the Yugacharya. Yugacharya Prabhu Mande Sri Narayana Karuna Mayam Shri Radha Dasya Lobam Jatva Parayate Bhuvanashayam. I offer my obeisances to He who is awarded the title Yuga Acharya, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. He's an ocean of mercy, Radha Dasya Lokam Jatva. He is giving greed to follow the maidservants of Srimati Radhika, and by giving his greed, he is delivering the three worlds. Unless that greed comes for Radha Dasya, for those who have that as our Swarup, we can't get out of the material world. Just by generally thinking that I am Krishna Das is not enough to liberate us. To think I am not this body, I'm a spirit soul, I'm part and parcel of Krishna, is not enough to liberate us. It's not even enough, Gurudev said, to liberate us from the miseries that we experience daily due to our bodily concept of life. The only conception that's powerful enough to liberate us is I am maidservant of Radharani. It has to be specific. And then doing the specific sadhana to reach that specific end. That's my specific identity. And only if I cultivate my specific identity can I become free from the misconception of my false identity. So are there any questions or comments?
I thought Anubhav is external manifestation of love. When a devotee starts, he says, love Anubhav.
Anubhad means translation. And then Bhav Anubhad means mixing his own Bhav with the translation. Any other?
Yesterday you spoke about different levels of devotee, and you stopped at Unhava, right? But doesn't it go more further, like the gopi, Radharani?
Well, I stopped at Uddhava as a frame of Krishna Kamini. What is Uddhava called? A frame of tar? Frame of tar, Bhakta?
Frame of tar.
It's frame of tar. And frame of tar is the Pandavas. And what's Uddhava called? Maybe he's the frame of tar. Huh? Yeah. Oh. So I think it's frame of tar. And so he's the topmost devotee. But the gopis are not in the category of devotees, Gurudev explained. They're manifestations of Krishna himself. And I also explained that Uddhava is the topmost of the five kinds of devotees. But then he went to Braj on the request of Krishna, ostensibly to solve the gopis and Mother Yasoda and Nanda Baba, but really to learn from the gopis the meaning of praying. Gurudev said that said, I want you to go, you know, he didn't tell Uddhava. He said, I want you to console them. But his real thinking is, there's a 2.5-letter word. It's five letters in English, but with Hindi or Sanskrit letters, it's only 2.5 letters, Prema. And he said, I want Uddhav to learn the meaning of those 2.5 syllables so that he can understand my suffering of separation. And I'll have somebody to talk to. Because the gopis, Radharani, they have each other to talk to. And then, you know, when you have somebody good to talk to, you feel relief. But I have nobody to talk to because nobody understands my mood here in Mathura. So we had to give him the training. Then when Uddhava came back, he was able to converse with him, learn. He went to actually join the University of the Gopis, where Radharani is the principal, and Lali Chandrashekhar the headmaster. But he was he didn't pass the entry exam. You know what the entry exam was? When he came, and they first saw him, they said, we have a question. Krishna's love and our love with each other was pure. There was no selfishness in it. Like there's selfishness in birds. The birds, they go and sing in the forest. They take shelter of the forest. But if there's a fire in the forest, they don't go and the deer don't go. So the relationship is finished. After the students get their graduation papers, they never go back and tell the teachers how they're doing. So these are selfish love. Said, but our love and Krishna's love wasn't like that. So the question is, and how come it broke? How come Krishna left and never came back? So Gurudev said, Buddha could only scratch his head. So he couldn't pass the entrance exam. That's why he had to go back to Mathura. But at least he learned something. So we're going to end here. It's already 6:40. And maybe you can start singing anyway. Does anybody else have a watch? Yeah. Shishi Raya Gopinath Ki Jai. Sachinandan Gora Hari Ki Jai. Shri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Shri Jamuna Devi Ki Jai. Shri Yamunitala Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri Gurudev Ki Jai.